I'm here with Mark Roberts, the Senior Audit Scotland Manager who led on our Scottish Fire and Rescue report. Mark, to get us going, can you briefly explain what you're aiming to do with this report?
This is a follow-up report to a report that we did in 2015, and we've been wanting to look at what the long-term progress on reform of the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service has got to, both in terms of forming a single national organisation. Because remember that this Scottish Fire and Rescue Service came from 8 former regional fire and rescue services, and also looking at, most importantly, how the service is transforming itself to respond to the needs and challenges of the 21st century, both for now and for in the future.
Okay, you used that word transformation. What does that actually mean then? What are we talking about then? What are the kind of things the fire service is maybe looking to do?
So we're all probably have an idea of what firefighters do. What the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service is doing is saying, well, there are a number of fires that occur, are fewer now, but there's still a real need to have a fire and rescue service that can provide an emergency response when there is a fire. But there are also lots of other kind of emerging needs coming in. So there are more flooding incidents, perhaps in response to climate change. There's responses to road traffic accidents. And also the Fire and Rescue Service are looking to expand into areas such as responding to cardiac arrests, providing more advice on home safety and so forth, and providing a kind of much wider support to community safety.
So a very different landscape from when the regional fire services were set up in the 1940s, was it?
Absolutely. So the demands on the fire service are very different now and will be very different in the future. Remember, we've got an increasingly ageing population who will have different needs and different vulnerabilities. What the Fire and Rescue Service are looking to try and do is expand their role to support that part of the community.
Okay, thank you for that. Going back to the report then, and actually what you found, what were the main things that came through?
So we've seen that there's been real progress on integrating the 8 fire and rescue services into one national service. And most recently, back a month ago, they agreed a single pay deal for all firefighters, which is a really important step forward in creating a genuinely integrated service. We've commented that there's been steady progress, but quite slow progress on the transformation agenda that we've talked about. And there are really good reasons for that. They've wanted to take a cautious approach. There have been financial constraints on them, and that has limited the pace at which they've been able to progress. Another key issue that we comment on in the report is the service's financial management. We're really pleased to see some examples of really strong financial management, and in response to our previous report where we recommended that they produce a long-term financial strategy which looked forward to 5-10 years ahead. They've done that and done that well, and that provides a really strong basis for their future plans. However, the challenge that they face in terms of finances is that the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service inherited a £389 million backlog in terms of the capital investment that's needed. So that means things like their buildings and their fleet. Mm-hmm. And to put the scale of that backlog in context, their capital budget for 2018-19 is £32.5 million. So that gives you an indication of the scale of the challenge that presents.
And you used the word insurmountable in your report as well.
We did, and that's quite a strong word for us to use, but the way that it's going to have to be tackled is altering the way that the Fire and Rescue Service works and how it operates, how it collaborates with other bodies, and how it best uses its resources. And they are actively thinking about how to do that.
Sure, okay. Just to take a step back there, Mark, you talked about the service's cautious approach. Was that warranted? And can you just maybe tell us a bit more about why they took that approach?
The Scottish Fire and Rescue Service operates in quite a complex environment, and there are two main things to bear in mind here. Firstly, the majority of full-time firefighters are member of the Fire Brigades Union. The Fire Brigades Union operates and negotiates at a national level. So when the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service wanted to go in a slightly different direction, they had to work with the UK-based Fire Brigades Union in order to have that negotiation. Secondly, it was only recently that the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service felt in a financial position that they were able to progress with transformation. They didn't feel like they were financially in a place where they could move ahead until recently. And there were two factors that supported that. One was money that was provided by the Scottish Government as part of its 2018-19. And secondly, you'll remember that the UK Government agreed to change the rules around VAT for the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service back in November 2017. So together, the extra money and the changing status in terms of VAT liability puts them in a financial position where they can move ahead and make investments in their longer term transformation plans.
Okay. Another point that you brought up as well was the leadership availability. You said the availability of senior officers to kind of steer through this change that the service requires has been limited. Is there any suggestion that that's going to get better, or are we facing this is going to be a longer term problem for the service?
I think it is a challenge for the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service, like many other public bodies with a large number of experienced staff, and in this case officers, who will be looking to retire in the near future. The board of the SFRS is very, very aware of the need for succession planning. And there's also the real challenge of people trying to manage a big transformational change, changing how the organisations work, but at the same time having a really difficult job in terms of the day job and keeping the service running day in, day out, and being able to respond to emergencies of all the various types we've talked about.
Okay. I also wanted to touch on the capital backlog, that really quite eye-popping £389 million figure. Insurmountable is a really strong word, as we've discussed. Are you effectively saying that the service really has no choice but to adapt and change if it's going to be able to bridge that?
It certainly has to work in different ways if it's going to be able to kind of manage that capital backlog. There are lots of other reasons for why the service needs to change, as we've talked about, in terms of the changing needs of the population, the changing risks that the Scottish population faces. One of the other drivers for the transformational change is thinking about how are we going to use our resources differently, what more can we get out of them. So it would be wrong to see it as a sole driver of transformation, but it is an important factor within that.
Okay, and just really to finish off then, what's the main message that you're hoping to get across with this report?
The main message we're trying to say is that there's been steady progress on the overall reform process, which went on, has been going on since 2015 when the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service was formed. But that progress, while it's been steady, has also perhaps been, if we go back to April 2013, perhaps slower than we might have expected. There might be a wider lesson for the public sector there in terms of how long it takes reform processes to take place.
Okay. Mark, thank you very much. And if you want to read our Scottish Fire and Rescue report, you can download it from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.